Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center for Recovery and the Radical Recovery Summit. And I'm here today with Nikki Myers. I'm going to just let you introduce yourself. And I'd like to get to some of the things that you're doing right now to help people during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
But what would you like to say to people?
First, thank you for this. Thank you for setting it up. It's a hard time. I mean, it's a challenging time. Quick introduction for me. You know, usually when I introduce myself, I say the same thing. I'm Nikki. I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a codependent. I'm the survivor of both childhood and adult sexual trauma. I'm a love addict. I'm a recovering debtor spender. And much of what I think that I'll focus this piece on is that and the ability to hold both those things. The and on the other side for me is that I'm a yoga therapist. I am a somatic experiencing practitioner. I am an MBA. I'm a founder of a program called Y12SR, which is the yoga of 12-step recovery. I usually always add in this, I'm the mother of two living and one deceased child. I'm the grandmother of five and the great grandmother, actually, since we last spoke, now of three and a half. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, another one on the way. Really grateful for that. Really, really, really grateful. And I do want to focus on that. And this is an unprecedented time. You know, nothing even close have I even fathomed in my lifetime. Nothing even close. And it's affecting, in some ways, yes, all of us, but it's not affecting all of us the same way. Mm-hmm. Here where I am in Indianapolis, Indiana, it's had a particularly heart-reaching effect on the recovery community, right? There are many within the recovery community with compromised immune systems, mm-hmm. with all of those things. And we here have, been through that process of grieving and not in a way that is full and expressive as we'd like to. Right. People in our community who have died at the hands of COVID, right? Who have died at the hands of COVID. So mm-hmm. it's a difficult time. There's grief. And gratitude. We were just talking about the gratitude. There's so much that I have to be deeply, deeply personal grateful for. In this moment, I'm well, at least at the level of physicality, mm-hmm. right? My mind goes through all kinds of emotion, right? There's fear, and then there's gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. There is angst, and then there's courage. And then, so it's just holding all of those things at the same time. Being able to create a container that's big enough to hold it all, hold both of those things.
Right.
And so part of what I practice and have seen in support of many others, who practice as well, has to do with breath work and meditation and connection, right? I love the phrase from 12-step programs, you know, watch yourself, be aware of what's going on with self. And if you find yourself hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, just stop, right? Stop in that moment, become aware of what's going on, and take care of those things before I try and do anything else. And one of the big ones that is of that set, of course, all of them are important, hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. But lonely now, because of the isolation, because of the setup of social distancing. One of the big things that I've always loved are hugs. Mm. Well, hugs in the same way aren't possible in this moment. So what do I do when I start to experience a sense of loneliness? Right. Of course, like we're doing, there's Zoom. I'm pretty zoomed out, right? I've been zooming my little heart out. But I make some kind of connection. And I know for people in recovery that connection is something that's vitally important. Mm-hmm. So I've got a tribe. A little tribe, in my case, a tribe of women, right? And these are the ones that I know really have my back and my front and my sides, and you know. And so when I'm in that space where it just feels that sense of, I can feel that edge in my body of lonely, right? Then I make it a point to stop, take a breath. And then usually for me, the next right, honest thing is to reach out and to call someone and to just make a connection. And it's been very, very, very important during this time to have someone to be able to express, you know, right now, there's a line in one of the recovery texts that says, we will learn to experience the full range of emotions, right? Well, I've had to experience the full range of emotions in 24 hours in the course of, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's really been a trip to be able to stop and to have someone in my tribe to call and go, the monkeys in my mind right now are going off the chain, that they're just crazy. Mm-hmm. And to have someone, right, to witness that, to bear witness to it, not try and change it, or you know, this situation we're truly powerless over. I'm truly powerless over. And so not try and change it, but to bear witness to my experience. Mm-hmm. Right. And then that just seems to get it, of course, out of this domain and then more into a range of possibility that I can apply some practical tools. I can go back and breathe. I can sit for a moment. Right. I can write. Right. I can do those kinds of things as a processing mechanism. So it doesn't all, you know, get circus. It's a circus up here, right?
It is.
So those are some of the things that I continually, really. It's been a time to, I'm happy to say that I've got a basket full of tools. And then it's been a time when that whole basket has been.
All of them.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important too, just to acknowledge that even people who've meditated for a long time and who have a lot of recovery still have nervous systems that are alarmed. We're not sleeping as well. We're maybe more irritable or more shut down. People are really struggling right now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, that's some of the things I will often talk about in the teachings. Maybe if you were this extraordinary, what we call extraordinary yogi, like a Buddha or a Jesus, but I'm clear, that's not me. That means I got to use the tools, right? My nervous system gets dysregulated. And I'm not going to kid myself and think that I am, you know, a Buddha or Jesus, right? I'm clear. That means that I've got to use the tools in order to maintain some kind of nervous system. But the nervous system is going to get dysregulated.
It will. Yeah.
And then I use my tools to come back to regulation, right? And then it'll get dysregulated again, right? Then I got to use my tools to come back to a sense of regulation.
Mm-hmm. But I think anyone who's not really dysregulated is probably in freeze. Just really shut down and not letting it in, which is another form of something we need to work with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I would think that all of your in-person events are now not going ahead in person. What are you doing online right now, and how can people connect with you?
Doing a ton of things online. One of the things that's happened online that have been very supportive for me, and the way I understand it, many others, there are 40, more than 40 online Y12SR meetings.
That's amazing.
Right, where we do either a discussion group and then a practice, or a practice then a discussion. It can go either way. Mm-hmm. And so many of the Y12SR space holders who have been through the trainings that of the Y12SR trainings are now hosting a lot of those meetings online.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I host one myself online on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. So on Monday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. And it's so supportive. There have been at times upwards of 50 plus people mm-hmm. on that call, and to be in community in that way at this time, sharing tools that we're using to cope and manage, it's been quite a tool. And so really, really grateful for that. Anyone who's interested might look them up on Y12SR. And it says Y12SR under meetings, under the meetings tab.
Okay.
And the very mm-hmm. first thing you'll see is Y12SR online. And so, so those are there. And then we're hosting trainings now, doing trainings online. And that's still a bit of a transition. I personally have done my first two. And mm-hmm. There are lots of more scheduled. There is one other thing I'd love to tell you about. In collaboration with several other yoga teachers and Buddhist meditation teachers, we are about to launch at the end of the month what we call YMARC, which is the Yoga Meditation Addiction Recovery Conference. Wow. So this was founded by myself and a yoga teacher and collaborator, Rolf Gates. And we've done work together for years, and we established this years ago. It's usually live once a year at Kripalu on the East Coast and Esalen on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, none of that's happening now. So we decided to do it online. So at the end of the month, I think the dates are the 24th through the 29th. I think those are the dates. And YMARC is going to happen online. And so I'm really, really excited about that. So any of the viewers who might be interested in that, it's definitely, has always proven to be a worthwhile investigation. Let's put it that way, a worthy.
Right. That's one thing that's really wonderful right now, is that people from all over the world can access these programs. Exactly. That you would have had to spend thousands of dollars to go to a retreat center and travel there and stay there. Exactly. And now you can get it online.
That's amazing. That is. So, you know, it is. It's the grief and the gifts, right? That they're gifts in this too, right? Yeah. And the grief. And it's not trying to, at least for me, bypass the grief.
Right.
Focus on the gifts, or just focus on that. But to have a container, a real container, where I can really be in both, right? And really experience both.
Well, I love the practices that you're doing combined with sharing, because it's really so important for people to be able to say, this is what's going on with me right now. This is really hard. And to be heard and understood. And
that's right.
Yeah, yep. That's really amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nikki, so much.
Y12SR.com. And under meetings, it'll say Y12SR online, and just click it. There's a whole host of possibility and choices relative to that.
Well, and it's wonderful that you've done all this training and that you have so many people now that are sharing that work.
I'm deeply, deeply honored and grateful.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for reaching out. This is what a service this is.
Mm-hmm.
I just offer this to folks. So thank you so much.
Yes, you're so welcome. Yeah. All right. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
The Killaby Center for Recovery is reaching out to some of the people we've interviewed for the Radical Recovery Summit. We're asking, how can you support people that are struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic? There is a range of programs and support that people are offering, as well as ways to frame this. What is it that's happening inside of you during this time? Come to radicalrecoverysummit.com to click right through to the interviews.